How do you do, everybody? From Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, presents the South's most popular radio program, The Grand Ole Opry.
Got my Sunday shoes on, got my hair slicked down,
having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, full of pleasure bound,
having a big time tonight. Going to the hold down in my Sunday clothes, having a big time tonight. Going to still be dancing when the rooster crows, having a big time tonight.
Yes, it's the Grand Ole Opry. A Merry Christmas, everybody, from the makers of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco and the Grand Ole Opry. Here we are in the Opry House in front of a great big Christmas tree, and we're ready for another half hour of your favorite music and song. There's going to be plenty of fun, and we're inviting all of our friends from the Mexican border to the mountains of Virginia to join in. Tonight, in our big cast, we have Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, Uncle Dave Macon, the Dixie Dewdrop, the Fruit Jar Drinkers, and our old friends Alton and Raven, the Delmore Brothers. And right here, all dressed up in his long tail coat, plug hat, and everything, is George Hay, the solemn old judge, our master of ceremonies.
Thank you, David, and howdy, neighbors. We got a big Christmas shindig for you. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys lead off, and the number is Love Somebody, for if you do, somebody will love you just as sure as you're a foot high. Let it go, Roy! That's a good start on the Grand Ole Opry. And now, friends, it's Uncle Dave making Santa Claus himself from the Cannon County Hills with Doris, his son, and the banjos. And the reindeers are hitched up outside. First tune will be an old favorite that he sang many, many years ago, the All Go Hungry Hash House on the Hill. Uncle Dave.
There's a hotel in the city as we climb the golden stairs. They serve the hash up from the second floor. There's a graveyard in the cellar, doctor's office in the parlor, and the undertaker keeps his shop next door. Touch me not was on the teacup, skeleton crossbones on the plate, copyrighted on that turkey you could smell. Oh, the biscuits, they are named, and I'm going to have them framed at that all-go-hungry hash out where I dwell. All the donuts, they are wooden, and we have Limburger pudding. We kneel in prayer before we go to grub. If you chance to get a breeze of that ambalonious cheese, you'd have swore somebody'd hit you with a club. Hotel where I stay, it is turning my hair gray, for the landlord is always full of beer. Oh, the beds of bugs have rated, and the air was sweetly scented by an old-fashioned tanyard in the rear. All the sausages, they are marked, if you touch them, they will bark. It's a relic sent from Bingham on the Rhine. All the boarders have the crew called from drinking frozen soup at that all-go-hungry hash house where I dine. They have India rubber pickles, exercises on bicycles, and a dinner bell and gong they can't afford. When they open up the gates, we'll come skipping on roller skates at that all-go-hungry hash house where I board. A woman called the Duchess brings the coffee in on crutches, and the cake looks like the sponge that's petrified. Oh, the pies are old and gray. They were tackled by a Jay who went right out and committed suicide. Ah, the molasses made of paint. If you smell them, you will faint. They are yellow and all Easter finner gold. Oh, the eggs are made to match. If you touch them, they will hatch. At that old go-hungry hash, out for
thank you, Uncle Dave. Come on in, David Stone, will you please, sir?
Ladies, I have a special word for you tonight. Here's a grand gift you can give the men folks and make them happy if they're making cigarette smokers or if they smoke a pipe. What I'm talking about is the downright smoking joy that men get out of the one-pound packages of Prince Albert, the princely smoking tobacco. There's no gift that delights so many pipe and making smokers as Prince Albert, the world's most popular tobacco. And even though Christmas Eve is practically here, there's still time to get Prince Albert at a convenient dealer's. You'll find gift packages of Prince Albert already packed up for Christmas Day giving, trim and cheery looking in special, colorful holiday dress. Just ask for the one-pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You'll be amazed and pleased when you see how much grand choice PA tobacco you get for so little. And you can certainly be pleased, and the men folks will be pleased too, because they will appreciate the gift. Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And now, friends, we present one of our hottest bands on the Grand Ole Opry, Grand Pappy George Wilkerson and his fruit jar drinkers, and a little advice that's good all the year round. Don't let your deal go down. All right, Grand Pappy. We continue with our Grand Ole Opry now, friends and neighbors, by presenting as our guest tonight an act that appeared on our show for many years. They left us a little while ago to take a tour of America and Canada and a few other places. The Delmore Brothers, Alton and Raven. Let's give the boys a nice reception here. That's fine. We're glad to have you back, boys. And the first tune will be When It's Time for the Whippoorwill to Sing.
Oh, the stars and the silver moon are shining. All around is sweetness of the spring. But I'm sad and in loneliness I'm pining for the one I know I'll never see again. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine, and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing. she made the promise. And these words said to me great joy did bring. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Very nice, boys, and we're glad to have you on the show tonight. Now, friends, it'll be Uncle Dave making the Dixie Duke drop. Oh, where to go? And Doris is here, and it's going to be turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, 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 hey. Let it go, Uncle Dave.
Climbing down the road with a tire up team and a heavy load to crack my whip and the lead I sprung. The old lamb within the wagon comes. Turkey in the hay, hay. Well, I'm a fool.
Present Roy Acuff singing the Great Speckled Bird. The Smoky Mountain Boys are with him. All right, Roy.
Descending from heaven on the clouds as he rides in his word. I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Thank you very, very much, Roy Acuff. David Stone, come on in and tell us some good news, will you please, sir?
Judge, I know the women folks are just as much interested in being reminded about Prince Albert smoking tobacco this time of the year as the men folks are. Prince Albert does make such a grand gift for all of those pipe and making smokers, you know. Yes, men will appreciate getting Prince Albert the favorite tobacco of so many men. They'll be tickled pink with Prince Albert because they know how cool and mellow, yet rich and tasty it smokes. They'll appreciate these generous packages of PA on Christmas Day and long after. Hours and hours of princely smoking joy given to them by you. PA is a cooler smoking tobacco. Recent scientific tests prove that Prince Albert, the national joy smoke, burned 86 degrees cooler than the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested. And PA burned coolest of all. You'll be sure to delight on Christmas Day when you greet the men the Prince Albert way.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And now gather around Grandpappy George Wilkson and all the fruit jar drinkers and let's bile them cabbage down. Bile them down, boys. Grandpappy Red Hot. And now, friends, the Delmore Brothers again, one of their favorite numbers. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Elton and Raven.
Brother, afar from the Savior today, risking your soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give
in exchange?
What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call you away, what would you give change for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give heed? Father dear Savior, still tenderly plead. Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? If when you stand at the bar by and by. When you are weighed in the balance on high, you should be seen as forever to die. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
Very nice, boys, like old times on the Grand Ole Opry. And now it'll be Roy Acuff and those Smoky Mountain Boys. The tune, Be All Smiles Tonight. Up and at 'em, let her go, Roy. Continues, and it's Uncle Dave making the Dixie Dewdrop on deck. The tune is one of his novelty numbers. Something's always sure to tickle me. All right, Uncle Dave.
Oh, my name's a Ticklish Davy, and I came from Tennessee. Wherever same thing ticklish to me. I've been tickled by an undershirt, been tickled by a wasp, I've been tickled by a yaller bumblebee. I've always got a tickle stored away by my clothes, it really doesn't matter where I be. For I'm tickled in the morning, I'm tickled in the night, for something's always sure to tickle me. Some pepper into Dad's snuff box just to see what he would say. Lord, he sneezed and he coughed until I thought he'd have a fit, and then he took me out and tickled me. I was always getting tickled by someone about the house, so why they did it I could never see. For the handle and the paddle, they're all in splinters now, for they wore them out of tickling me. Lord, I spurred her to the tablecloth and nose all in the butter. Oh, she got right up and turned around just like a buzzing bee. For something's always sure to tickle me.
Delmore Brothers have another little tune for us, the Weary Lonesome Blues. All right, boys.
I've got them weary, weary, lonesome blues, feeling lonesome, about to cry. The only one that I did love has gone another way. I can't smile as I used to, 'cause the love has proved untrue. I've got some weary, weary blues, and I don't know what to do. I've got some weary, lonesome blues.
Thank you, boys. David, come on in, will you, please, sir?
As the minutes tick toward another jolly Christmas Eve, you'll be glad to know there's still time to get presents for men. Presents that roll your owners and pipe fans will appreciate. Yes, there's still time if you go to your dealers for gift packages of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. They are ready and waiting in special, attractive Christmas wrappings, complete down to the greeting card space that says, Christmas greetings from and to. All you do is write in your personal message. These gift packages of Prince Albert are doubly convenient for filling in your last-minute gift needs, as well as for extra gifts to your favorites. You'll find dealers with Prince Albert gift packages in the big, generous-size one-pound tins. They're grand, gracious gifts, all ready to make pipe smokers happy, hardly at a moment's notice. Yes, indeed, Prince Albert can certainly say Merry Christmas for you. And now, in this same grand old Yuletide spirit, the folks who make Prince Albert sincerely say, Merry, Merry Christmas to every one of you.
Thank you, David. Well, Roy, let's gather all the boys around and give the fiddler a dram. Let it go. Well, friends and neighbors, it's time to temporarily close the doors of the Opry House, but we'll be with you next Saturday night at this same time. Let us take this opportunity to thank you for your interest in our efforts to entertain you with the folk songs of America. Without your goodwill, there would be no Grand Ole Opry, because that's what it's built on. The goodwill that our boys and girls have sent to you each Saturday night for more than 14 years, and which you have so generously returned to us. Christmas means peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's all around us. All we have to do is take it and give it out. So it is a joy to send you our Christmas greetings from the entire Grand Ole Opry Company. So long, everybody. This is George Hay, the Psalm Old Judge, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
And here are other things to remember for your radio entertainment. On Monday night, listen to Blondie, the adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumpstead. And on Tuesday night, listen to Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with the Ink Spots. And on Saturday night, there are two great programs for your entertainment, Benny Goodman and the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys may be seen in person in eastern Kentucky. And all during the week, for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the National Joy Smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.